Sweetest friends, we are continuing our study of the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal. And this year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Shimshon Yitzchak Garber Shlita, Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita. They should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, Derech Shloshes Yamim Nelech Bamidbar, that let us just go in the desert for 3 days. And afterwards, we find that on the fourth day, when they didn't return, Paro started running after them. Hey, come back. So what's the union of this tachbula, of this trick, of just leaving for 3 days? They left Biyad Ramah. What do they need to play games for? Just go. What is this union of 3 days? So we could be makdim to our answer based on a tziur of Rabbeinu Yonah, B'tikun Kilkulim. This is in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph, Os Tesvav. And that is that the tikun, the fixing, the rectification, should be al mishkal ubedome la kilkul. It should be similar to the kilkul. The fixing should be similar to what was messed up, what was corrupted. And he brings an example of this from the pasuk of Palgei Mayim Yardu Einai Al Lo Shamru Sarasecha. This is a pasuk in Psalms chapter 119, the famous chapter 119, verse 136. Find a parak with 136 pasuk. So, Palgei Mayim, rivers of water fell from my eyes because they didn't guard your Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it doesn't say Asher Lo Shamarti, that I didn't guard. Lo Shamru, they didn't guard. Oh, that's a big difference. You would translate Pashuk, I didn't guard your Torah, but that's not what the Pashuk says. Palgei Mayim Yardu Einai Alo Shamru Torah Secha. The eyes, my eyes didn't keep your Torah, and therefore they spilled rivers of water. Alo Shamarti Lo Ne'amar Alo Shamru Torah Secha. Eyes cry, they have tears on that they didn't guard your Torah. Hadma'ot Mishamshim Kikli Batikun Mipnei Shehem Ha'inayim Hayu Ela Shelo Shamu. They didn't guard your Torah, and therefore they cry. So when your eyes, chas v'shalom, a person's eyes went astray, so the eyes have to make the tikkun. U'kashem shezeh noheg b'avodat adam ha'prati, kach motzim derech tikkun zeh b'inyanei klaliyut ha'olam. Just like we find this by an individual, we also find this in the general world. And that's the key to what the Gra says. Ba'achicha b'mirma, Bereishis 27:35, the anhag of Yankov with Esav was al derech ha'mirma. It was trickery involved, chicanery. Is that the right word? Ve'yakveni ze pa'amayim. You held me back twice. Al mishkal v'al piaklal v'imikesh titpatal. That if you're dealing with a crooked person, then you have to go crooked. Esav was a Baal Mirma. Esav was a cheating person. Esav was a dishonest person. That's why it says, Big Day Esav Achamudos. Or these Big Day Esav Achamudos that we find chapter 27, verse 16. These are the big day Adam HaRishon, that he's walking around based on the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel with the clothing of Adam HaRishon. Ve'hakdama arois tzunaren di begodim fun Adam, to steal the begodim of Adam HaRishon, that's v'hanachash haya arum, that's like the cleverness of the snake, the trickery of the snake, stealing Adam HaRishon's clothing. So, if so, the yisod of the kilkul of the nachash was ba'armimiyut was his trickery. And the tikkun, in other words, if you're dealing with a nachash, with a tricking nachash, if you're dealing with a tricking Esav, so what do you have to do? You have to deal with tricks. You have to reflect back to them what that person is doing. So it doesn't go without. You want to go straight with a guy like Esav? You can't go straight with a guy like Esav. With the crooked, you have to go crooked. It says Shufr de Yankiv Main Shufr de Adam Arisha, that the beauty of Jacob was like the beauty of Adam. And the whole avod of Yaakov is to be machzir, is to restore the darga of Adam the Kadmusa, to restore the level of man to what it once was. Ulekach ba Esav bimirma, and therefore he comes on Esav with trickery. Im ikesh titakash. If you're dealing with the crooked, you have to go crooked. And that's the vort of the Gura. The Gura says this ba'achicha b'mirma is that you have to go crooked with the crooked. That's who Esav was. That's who Yaakov had, even though Yaakov's midah was emes. But he had to reflect back to Esav. He had to deal with Esav in an Esav dika way. Halo ra'inu sheyisod b'tikun kilkulim u'shtamesh ba'oto kav shel kilkul. You want to fix a kilkul? You have to use the same kav as the kilkul. You have to, with vaccinations. The Olam is talking today about vaccinations, vaccines. So what's a vaccine usually? A little bit of that illness, and then the body develops antibodies. So that's the, it's a little bit of the kilkul, and then that's how you fix it. So here also, in a different way, but same idea, that you want to be metakin kilkul, you have to go with the same kav of the kilkul. So Esav was a crooked, so you want to fix Esav's crookedness, you have to go crooked. If the shorish of the kilkul is ba'arma, then the tikkun has to also go via arma, trickery. So it's not pshat that this trickery is a b'dieved. You don't need a heter, but rather it's b'dafka. Right? Like Rabbeinu Yonah's yisod, that the eyes have to fix the eyes. Palge mayim yardu eina alo shamru sarasecha. The eyes are fixing the eyes. The kilkul is fixing the kilkul. You want to fix up Esav, you have to fix him up in his way. The Ikar Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to create an atem kriyim adam, that Klal Yisrael should be b'madregas adam. Hachzarat adam harishon lidargato. V'hu tikun olami lekilkul v'hanachash haya arom. And this is the global tikkun of the snake's trickery. We want to get Adam back to his darga. We want to be Adam, atem kriyim Adam. We want to get back to the madrega of Adam Arisha. Right? It says atem kriyim Adam, and akumar and kari Adam. It doesn't mean that they're not human beings. It means that we have the madrega. We can connect to the madrega of Adam Arisha. Many pshatim. That's one pshat. And that's how we fix the kilkul of a nachash hayar, and we fix the trickery of the nachash by bringing ourselves back to the darg of Adam before the sin. And therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we're fixing the kilkul of the nachash of man being crooked, there would have been no Mitzrayim had there been no nachash. That's really the root of evil. That's where we lost our darg of Adam. That's how you have people like the Mitzrim. So we want to get back to pre-nachash. So how do you get back to pre-nachash? It has to be done with our mumiyut. The anhaga with Paro was the cheshba anhaga with the nachash, and that requires the armumiyut. That requires the trickery, the chicanery. And without that, there's a chisaron and tikkun akilkul. There's a not an effective fixing of the kilkul. And the only place of armumiyut b'yitziat Mitzrayim, the only place of trickery in Yetzias Mitzrayim, was the bakasha of 3 days. Just 3 days, but really it meant forever. But don't think like the childish perspective that this was just a method to get us out of Egypt. We didn't need it. Makas Bechoros, they died, we're out of there. And we have Hashem on our side. But rather, according to this Mahalach, it's to fix the kilkul of the Nachash, the trickery of the Nachash, using trickery, and thereby, just like we have the beauty of Yankov, was like the beauty of Adam, because the Avodah of Yaakov was to bring us back to the Madreg of Adam, and that's why Yaakov started, the Golas Mitzrayim, went down to Egypt, and ultimately that's fixed, and we get back to the Darg of Adam when we leave, by using this Armumiyut, and that way we fix the Armumiyut of the Nachash, and restore ourselves to Adam before the Chet, to Atem Kruyim Adam. So we have, recently we had a shiur, which I particularly enjoyed, about looking at the world with a hecher blick, with a higher perspective, with a deeper perspective, not the superficiality which pervades society. So this is definitely in that category of a more lofty perspective. We continue Parshas Bishalach, Vayhi Bishalach Paro. That's in Shemos chapter 13, verse 17. Right after Paro sends us away, then it says that Moshe took with him the bones of Joseph. Now this lakicha was on the night of the 15th. However, it isn't mentioned, interestingly enough, until Paro is running after them. So why is it only mentioned later? So even though there's no question about the time frame, because it says Vayhi B'Shalach, what's Vayhi B'Shalach? The night of Tesvav. But what about the Seder HaParshias? Why is it only mentioned in B'Shalach and not when they actually left? So it would appear that Vayhi B'Shalach Paro tells us that there is a possibility of us returning to Egypt. V'Harai is running after them to bring them back. So the whole time, as Paro is Nacha Mechutin. Paro is in Mechutin. Paro is involved. Paro is part of the party. Paro is Melavdos. B'Shalach, he sent us away. There's Levoya. They talk about this Chassidish Sfarim that Paro tried to send away his Kolach of Paro with them, the Tumah of Paro. Paro is Osios Pera. Right, that's worth being attacking the Dibur on Pesach. So he's this Shiluach is with Levoya. He's accompanying them. So he's a Mechutin to the Simcha here. How do you say Mechutin in English? There's no word for that. So we need Shmiro from this Shaychus with Paro. And Yosef is the one who's Mesugal. Yosef is the one who's capable, who's proven himself that he can be Mavdil from Mitzrayim. And that's Yosef HaOmed B'Tzidka. That's Yosef and his tzidkus, who was Mavdil himself, who separated himself, who was Misgaber and Nisyonos, who kept his Yiddishkeit, or whatever you want to call it back then, pre-Matan Torah, but he kept his Yisraelkeit. That's what he definitely was, a Yisrael. He was the son of Yisrael. He was a Ben Yisrael. So he kept that even in Egypt. So now you need the Koach of Yosef. And that's what's discussed in the Pachad, Yitzchok, and Maimer Memtes on Pesach, that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim because of his Maila. Ayin Sham, based on the Maral. So that's Mitzah, the Kesherinya, and that's why when Paro sends us away, we need that Koach of Yosef. Yosef is Havdalah. We need Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef has to lead the way to Mitzrayim because Yosef is the one who teaches us Havdalah. Yosef is the one who teaches us to separate. Yosef is the one who teaches us that when the Goyisha woman is seducing you, you overcome. So that's that's Yosef. So Vayhi B'Shalach Paro, then it says, oh, Moshe took with him Atzmus Yosef, because we shouldn't have the Koach of Paro in us. We should be able to be Mizgabra and the Koach of Paro. So that's a beautiful idea. And we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. So I ask you that you please stay tuned, and we should be Zoche to Shem to continue, and I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.